Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. It's so good to be with you again today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse 47. We read, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. We need to ask ourselves, do we truly love God's word? You see, we are told about the word of God in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. We read, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So I think it's important that we examine ourselves and ask ourselves, do we love God's word? Do we love what it's saying? Are we putting our faith in the truth of God's word? You see, according to Peter, the word of God, which is going to abide forever, speaks about an incorruptible seed that you could trace all the way back to the book of Genesis, that speaks about the blessing that God had bestowed upon Abraham, that through him that all the nations of the world would be blessed through his seed, which would abide forever and ever and ever. And of course, that was fulfilled many years later, a couple thousand years later, when the Messiah came. And that fulfillment was fulfilled by Jesus Christ as he became the Messiah, the fulfillment of the incorruptible seed. And so he says, the psalmist here is asking himself, he says, I will delight myself in thy commandments. I'm going to delight myself in your word. I'm going to delight myself in the directions that you have for us, which I've loved. It's really important, I believe, to really truly to ask ourselves, are we putting our trust in what God's word have to say, or are we shifting our trust into other things? Have we become consumed with the world around us and in the affairs of this world? Certainly they have a draw upon us. Right now, this nation is dealing with upheaval within the political campaign as they're trying to pull the attentions of Christians off the scriptures. I see it to really spend most of our time concerned about the politics of this world. And really, the psalmist is saying, let's make sure, even as our pastor, Pastor Chuck Smith, used to remind us so often, let's make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. Do we love God's word? Are we treasuring it? Are we putting it first within our lives? In the little book of Habakkuk, we're told that we should live by faith. See, David also found that to love God's word and to delight in it, he would sometimes find that he was in trouble. Things weren't going around him the way he thinks that things should be going. Everything might seem to be failing at times in David's life, but yet God's word he found to be true. In the last part of Habakkuk, we find the prophet putting his faith in God. He's putting God's word into action as he's trusting God's word, as he boldly proclaims in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. He says, although the fig tree should not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy of the God of my salvation. So I need to ask myself, am I delighting myself in God's word? Am I truly loving the truth of God's word? If we're putting our faith in the work of God, even those things might not be going as smooth as we think they should be at this present time, God will sustain us. He will enable us to stand no matter what storm of life we might be facing. Let's make sure that we follow the words of Jesus and follow his example. In Psalm 112, verse 1, we read, he says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in his commandments. He says, oh, the happy man is the one that fears God. And the fact not only he fears God, but his delight, he delights greatly in the word of God. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Paul picked up on that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, where you read, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. And then also Peter says, for even hereto we are called, were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. So we see Peter, and we see also Paul telling us that Jesus has given us an example of trusting God's word and being faithful to God's will for our life. And that's what we see here in the psalmist is, as he's saying, I'm going to delight myself in the commandments of God, which I love. Oh, I just pray and I hope that you and I would have that same desire within our hearts to seek to please God by keeping his word. I'll leave you with this one. In Romans chapter 7, Paul writes, for I delight in thy law, the law of God, after the inner man. See, the Bible always comes down to it's a matter of the heart, the matter of our will. Are we willing to seek God? Are we willing to commit our lives totally and completely to him? Because God so wants to bless us. But he wants us to come after him with all of our hearts, to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind, with all of thy strength. And let's do that this day, folks. Let's love God. Even as the psalmist says, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.